I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show 2015 in Dallas, Texas. Joining us right now is an old friend of the program, Tom Lickas from TA Petro. Tom, welcome back. How are you?
Eric, it's great to be back.
You know, it is a great year, I'll tell you. It is really lively out there on the show floor this morning. Really, really great crowd.
You know, I've heard that, and I like to ask people what their perceptions are because, you know, when I attend, I'm usually running around and have all these appointments, and sometimes I lose track of, you know, is there more people here, less people here?
Right.
And I think it's pretty unanimous that there's a much bigger crowd. There's more exhibitors.
Right,
so,
right.
So our friends at Randall Riley have done a great job.
Yes.
And it's a great forum for us to once again meet our customers and,
right.
and just talk business.
Yeah. What do you do at a show like this when you, you know, you step up to the TA Petro booth? What are drivers going to experience?
Well, I'll start with this. There's a lot of fun activities that we're doing. So there's sweepstakes and giveaways if you're an Ultra One member.
Right.
We've got tie-ins with the St. Christopher Band Together that's going on. We've got all kinds of drawings. But we actually did two new things with our folks at Randall, which we really credit to them because they came up with the idea, but it works perfectly with what our company stands for. The first thing is we decided to be their parking sponsor, and so drivers can park free to enter into this show.
Right.
And so and we were happy to do that because we have the largest truck parking in out of any of the providers out there. And so for us, that's a great way as a reminder to say, when you do think of parking, you need some place to stop, you know, look us up because we've got the parking.
Yeah.
And the second thing is they decided to implement a shower trailer. And so we said, hey, we'll step up and help you do that. And now for the first time ever, drivers at GATS have the ability to get a shower because, as you know you're here. If you're here for 3 days and you have no opportunity to clean up, you know you feel much better, much more refreshed. So we sponsor the shower trailer out there.
Yeah.
And again, we have more showers per location than anyone,
right.
And you know our showers are voted best annually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great opportunity for us to work with Randall to give drivers something they need. And it serves as a reminder that that's really what we stand for.
Right.
And we're always trying to help drivers with some way to help them be more comfortable on the highway.
Right. You touched on something, St. Christopher's Fund, the Band Together program is going gangbusters. You folks are doing a really great job there.
Yeah, we are pacing very well. We just extended the program for 1 week, so we'll close it out on Tuesday after Labor Day.
Yeah.
And we think, based on our projections, we'll set a new record.
Wow.
And we're excited at that prospect because all this means is that there's more drivers we can help. And and that's really what it gets down to.
Right.
And so and my thanks, my heartfelt thanks to all those drivers who have taken their dollar bills out of their wallet and have bought a band or they've bought the keychain, and because they on their backs, they're helping fellow drivers,
right.
I couldn't thank them more.
It is a great, and I've been so happy to give to St. Christopher's Fund myself, just knowing where that money's going and how the organization takes it so seriously. And honestly, I don't know of a greater organization for this industry in terms of helping drivers that are in need. This is what it's all about.
And it's a big need because...
Yeah.
And it's, you know, here at the show, there's a health pavilion.
Right.
And again, hats off to Randall Riley for doing that.
Right.
The focus on, you know, live healthy, be healthy. But when you don't do that, the St. Christopher Fund, we see the opposite of if you're not taking care of yourself. Now, sometimes you have no control. You can be the healthiest person in the world.
Sure.
And still suffer some calamity.
Right.
But it's a reminder that on the back end of not living healthy, you may find yourself in dire financial shape because you've got bills and you have no way to pay for them because your wheels aren't moving anymore.
Right.
So
right.
So it all works together, and we're thrilled to be able to help those in need. And thank you for your donation.
Mm.
So it's all good, and that's why we're here. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And I love to see it because I love to see the great response you folks have had from the drivers and the Band Together program year after year. Driver Appreciation is coming up in September.
It sure is. And we put a little different twist on this because, and it is a little symbolic, but for us, every day is Driver Appreciation Day.
Exactly.
So what we're doing is we're going to start in late August, probably started already, and every location will pick a day throughout the month. And so as drivers encounter our locations, they may visit 5-6 different events, and it'll go from late August to late September. I think maybe October 2nd might be our last day. And each location will have its own event. And so we do it that way because there's more opportunity for drivers to visit randomly and to have yet another event for somebody to say thank you.
Right.
And so we have some standard things. We have some T-shirt giveaways that every location will have. And then we have something really cool for the pets. We have pet bandanas that we're going to give out.
Great.
And the pet bandanas have little supporting messages like, I love my trucker.
I love it. I love it.
So we want to make it fun.
Yeah.
And then each location is going to put their own spin on things. So many of them will have their own little giveaways. You might see a cookout at one. You might have a band at another. You
right.
might have... just all kind. Maybe a health walk will be organized. That's still yet another.
Right.
And we give our folks the opportunity to create something fun, and they're very good. They give we give them a little bit of room, and then they take it and run with it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And so hopefully no two events will seem the same.
Yeah. Just great. Just great that you're doing that. The Citizen Driver Program. In fact, nominations right now going on all the way through the end of September.
Yes, at the end of, and this is our third year,
mm-hmm.
and thank you again for being a judge.
Yes.
And we have another fine batch of drivers, but we always like to have more. And so
right.
My message is to all the drivers who are listening out there, I'm certain that you know somebody who you respect and that you believe epitomizes the positive part of this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the positive aspects of this industry, and someone who, you look to, and you go, that they are just aces in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Nominate that driver,
right?
Because
right.
those are the folks that. Well, first of all, you've been in this business far longer than I.
Mm.
You know, there's thousands and
yeah.
thousands of those drivers
yes.
out there,
and
what I try to remind folks is, yes, this is an honor for those drivers, and we pamper them. But the real mission is to tell the outside world what we already know.
Exactly.
The more we can do that, the more we'll start to break down this negativity
mm-hmm.
that exists
right.
about trucking. People
right.
who don't know a darn thing about this industry have all kinds of misconceptions because of what they've been told on the evening news
mm-hmm.
or whatever, or their
mm-hmm.
neighbor,
mm-hmm.
or they think that, whatever they saw on the highway. This is just a way for us to put a positive, to teach outsiders what this industry's
yeah.
about and
yeah.
the impact we make.
And I take that role as a judge very seriously. And when I get the packet and the information and as I'm looking through it, I'm telling you, it is one of those things where you just want to say all the above, because they're all of those nominees are worthy. They're nominees for a reason.
Absolutely, yes. And that's one of the messages we tell nominees is, if you don't make it one year, don't be discouraged, because
right.
You stop and think about all these pro Hall of Fames.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of great athletes.
Yes.
And sometimes it takes a couple of years before your name sort of surfaces. And
right.
it's like, yeah,
yes.
there's that guy or gal.
Right.
And this will be the same because, again,
yeah.
there's thousands of great people
right.
out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And that's what we have to do as an industry. We have to really come together and find those drivers that we believe are worthy. And there's so many of them out there, so many of them that deserve this. Keep it going. And if they don't make it in this year, then please keep it going for them and know that we take it seriously, and none of them were set aside, or none of them, it's not as if any of them don't deserve it. It's just keep at it.
Right.
And that's what we want. We want that campaign to go, because not only is the, I think, the Citizen Driver Program overall, as we award, you know, and announce the winners at the Mid-America Trucking Show, great, but the nomination process, the process of going through that and folks finding that driver or those drivers or that team or whatever it might be and saying, look, this is it. This is who I want. And going through that process is critical to this industry because that's the kind of support we need of each other.
Yeah, and everyone who has been honored thus far, they're wonderful ambassadors for this this industry.
They really are.
And to have their name on one of our locations, we're very proud of that.
Yeah.
And because they're just such wonderful people.
Right.
And they do so many wonderful things.
Yeah.
And again, this is to let the outside world know there's thousands of people like that with big hearts and wonderful personalities, and they're safety conscious, and the outside world just needs to know that.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Stay Fit program. You touched on it a minute ago, but get us up to date here.
Yeah, this is, I may have mentioned this at at the Mid-America Truck Show when we last talked, but we are now shipping out beanbag toss games or cornhole, depending on what part of the country you're from,
right?
Out to our locations to put outside.
Yeah.
And we're going to start to create a little area. You know, we have basketball hoops at a lot of locations.
Right, right.
And we have walking trail maps.
Mm-hmm.
But this is relatively inexpensive, but can be so much fun for a driver to know, hey, look, you know, driving, there's sort of a routine and sometimes maybe mundane, but I can get a pickup game with a two or three other driver friends,
right?
And toss bean bags, you know,
yeah.
And get a little bit of exercise. We're actually, after we do this, the next phase is we're going to be putting in horseshoe pits and
right.
and some other things. And
yeah.
And it, again, we're all about hospitality. We want, you know, sometimes we'll refer to our customers as guests because
yeah.
that's who they are.
Sure.
And we want them to feel that there's a sense of community, and there really is within trucking.
Mm.
So what we can do at our facilities is foster that,
right?
And get drivers to be outside. In our restaurants, they told us many years ago, don't do away with the driver-only sections because we really like congregating with our fellow drivers and talk
right.
shop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, this is another way to do that, only
right.
you get a little exercise.
Exactly.
And have fun. You know?
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. And I know that you folks are, the mission statement is very clear at TA Petro, and that is, you know, to make it a better industry all the way around. You guys understand what it takes to serve those drivers. When they stop in, that's their home on the road, and that's the way they feel. And I think you guys have done such a great job, Tom, at doing all this.
Well, it never ends. We're always listening, and we're always trying to find the next thing to,
right.
to make life better for those drivers, whether
yeah.
it's driving efficiency into their business so they're more successful,
right.
making them healthier. Whatever it is, we'll listen and we'll try. We'll,
yeah.
we'll try to do things that help them.
Yeah. Well, it's great. Thank you so much for being on with us here at the Great American Trucking Show, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right. Well, thanks again for having me on, and can't wait till the next time.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.